Proclamation number 2172, dated the December 2nd, 1941. Intercession for people distanced from God. People who deem themselves too superior to call upon God for help are furthest away from God. They are neither able to believe in a helpful and omnipotent power nor look at prayer as a bridge which leads to the divine deity, who therefore will not establish a connection either, and are thus totally on their own if they are faced by difficulties which earthly help cannot resolve. For if a person cannot find the path to God in this adversity, he demonstrates that he still remains in blatant opposition to God, that earthly life has not yet gained him higher development, that he therefore is still in a very poor state if he is to give up his earthly life. He has not yet made a conscious effort in order to attain a higher level. And since he does not appeal for it in prayer, he also lacks the strength to do so. And yet, even these people ought to sense the blessing of prayer, for they will be able to discover a perceptible softening of their nature as soon as a fellow human being prays on their behalf. Intercession can achieve very much, and most of humanity could be redeemed by now if one would appeal to God for love and grace on behalf of the other. Then the willful rejection would not be so immense anymore, for God grants every prayer which reveals unselfish neighborly love if the gift of realization for a fellow human being is being appealed for. God's infinite love is instantly willing to fulfill such a prayer because it testifies to love for another person. However, the distance to God is only reduced through love, and if the being itself fails, it can still be helped on earth and shown the right path through intercession. The further away a person is from the eternal deity, the more inconceivable a thought of help is to him. And therefore he will not turn to God in prayer either. But since a change of thinking can only be achieved through heartfelt prayer, a person should not miss any opportunity to sincerely pray for his fellow human being who is still of weak faith. The power of prayer is tremendous, and a person can achieve anything with a devout prayer, and it especially affects spiritual states, that is, the person will relinquish his resistance regarding all spiritual matters. He will become reflective and think about what he previously adamantly rejected, and will then arrive at a different result than before. A person who prays on behalf of his fellow human being for spiritual enlightenment has extraordinary influence over the latter, which demonstrates itself by the fact that he is willing to listen to what is imparted to him, even if at first he was opposed to it, that he thinks about it, and, if he later remembers it, that he will gladly and happily accept it. And thereby the distance to God will be diminished. Heartfelt prayer results in immense strength and must therefore take effect on his fellow human being as soon as this prayer is applied to him. This is why people who are distant from God are not hopelessly lost. For as soon as someone can be found who recognizes their great spiritual hardship and would like to release them from it, he has an effective means at his disposal, the intimate intercession with God, which is very beneficially felt by the previously incorrigible person, so that he cannot ignore this love. And he will be guided onto the right path and still attain realization, if only after a very long time. But he is not hopelessly left at the mercy of the enemy. Instead, the beings struggling for good will remain victorious and help redeem the person from the state of being far away from God. Amen.